Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I just want to say, in preservation of my honor, dignity, and other synonyms, the phones were broken. There is a huge post-it note on the phones right now that says, "Super janky, just pick up the wall phone." And then in small quotes, "They can hear you, but you can't hear them." So that is not super great. I mean, even if I pick up the wall phone, it doesn't route to the speakers. So if we are going to loop our guest in again, it is going to be from putting my phone on speaker and putting it next to a mic, or we will try to route it through WhatsApp again. But I don't know if that'll work because I've never used it on my computer. I'm not a WhatsApper. Apparently, this is like a sin in our generation. Like, everyone has it, and I don't. But that kind of checks because I'm not really like a social media butterfly by any means at all, and especially not for just texting. So I don't know. But Harrison went a little MIA in the last couple of minutes. Oh, yeah, he just sent me a message saying, oop, missed this. So we'll figure it out. But for now, I'm just going to get a song going. I've been listening to it for a little bit now, keeping on repeat for the past 3 weeks or so. It's a new one from Alert. I remember when Alert like made, I think his first Spotify release is called Fire. Let me check the discography and go all the way down if I can. But I think it was called Fire. And I remember being like in my study hall at, okay, Fire was not his first one, but it's like real early, fourth, fifth. And I remember being in my like study hall in high school, just like looping this track like crazy. Cause I was like, this guy needs to like go to the moon and fast because his music is really good. And he was like really not known, I guess. And I just wanted to like, you know, do my part, give him like 50 listens. He's doing better now. He's doing okay. He's got some pretty good hits. I think like Spaceman is definitely his biggest track. Probably my least favorite from him, but whatever, appease the masses or something. No, okay. But this is a track called Back It Up. It's got a really nice rap bar in it. Plays a little bit with that sample from Jump Around in House of Pain. That really nice like screech like sample. You know the one I'm talking about. It's just a nice groove all the way around. So let's get into it with that one to get started, and then we will see if we can loop Harrison into the show a little bit later.
Keeping my head on a straight, got to ahead of my faith. Not telling you hoes where I'm at. I'm keeping the feds on the chase. My bro got his meds in a case. I know it's a shift in his pace. I know it's the price on my hand. I'm keeping my wrist in the safe. I'm whipping a 3, ain't no key for a G, but I might put my wrist in the 8. Talk a lot of shit, but I back it up. I gotta wrap it up. Back. It's in the rain. Bitch. I gotta wrap it up. Hard to be cordial and normal with homos when you got some tits in your face. I just gotta keep it me, everybody want a word from me. I just gotta keep it clean, I gotta check off the bucket list, I gotta check off the bucket list, I gotta check off the bucket list. Some days I be feeling like fuck this shit. Got scars on me, I was cut for this. Living like God is my publicist. Yeah, talk a lot of shit, but I back it up. Mikey in his bitch, tryna pack it up. Gotta wrap it up. Hard to be cordial and normal with homos when you got some tits in your face. I just gotta keep it me, everybody want a word from me. I just gotta keep it clean, I gotta check off the bucket list, I gotta check off the bucket list, I gotta check off the bucket list.
Okay, I might have messed something up. I'm gonna get one more song playing. We're gonna try and loop Harrison in here. I'm gonna be playing Let's do Forensics by Masbo Q. This is some. Let's do Goddess by Paris. This is really good. Nice grooves on this one.
I said dance, goddess dance, it's your body, fuck the man.
Dance, goddess dance, it's hypnotic, it's a trance. I said dance, goddess dance, it's your body, fuck the man. Dance, goddess dance, it's hypnotic, it's a trance. I said dance, goddess dance, it's your body, fuck the man.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna do my best here. Let's see if we can get this to work. Harrison, say something. Okay, wait, I actually think that did work. Maybe? I don't know. I can't hear anything. Can anyone else, our longtime listeners, hear anything? I don't think this is working how we think it works. but I tried to patch him in through the soundboard. I don't think I'm getting a read on him. Just in case, I'm going to get some more music going because that's what radio is for. We will hopefully figure this out at some point, but unfortunately probably not today. And my computer signed me out. Man, this has just been a day. I had like a bug in my code too, so I worked till like 9:30. So like basically right before I left for radio. So I'm kind of just like, I'm burnt, dude. Please just work. Oh well. Let's do Switch It by Toki Monsta. This has been pretty nice groove, and Toki Monsta's got a really nice project coming up soon. Definitely check out her socials for some of that. She's got some nice remixes of Beck stuff and all really good vibes all around. I really like the vocals on this one too. This is Switch It by Toki Monsta.
I mean, what else can we do?
Take me, but you gotta. give a fuck, you would've given it, huh? I know that we having fun, but I want someone, need me some trying to express all my wants, trying to be vocal, be more upfront. Oh, I got needs, gotta be blunt, I need relief, might have to in they mouth like a hot topic. Body to body, first class, switch to the cockpit. And them other hoes got more bodies than the project. Covered in the wetsuit, pull me like a pretzel. Took a couple shots, now I'm really finna let loose. Time to lay it down, couple rounds in a quickie. No bite marks, no shade, and no hit.
Baby, do you really wanna date me?
Okay, we've got one more go at this. I'm going to just call Harrison straight from WhatsApp on my laptop and try to route it into the show. And then if he picks up, then I can turn on my laptop volume just like I am for the music. And hopefully I'll be able to just manage two boards at once. That should be fine. It is ringing. We are calling. I wonder, does it have like a ringtone? Can we hear that I'm ringing? Oh wait, that's music. I forgot to pause it. Well, that's something. We'll try one more time. Clicking to call our boy, Harrison. Let's see. I apologize for all the dead air slash like big waits on these past two shows here. I really wish the phones were working better. That would work. It says connecting, but it's not putting me through. That is rough. I think we'll probably call it here, maybe. I don't know. Unless you want to just call in on my phone and we can do the speaker thing again. But otherwise, I'm down to just drop some other stuff. That's going to be about a minute delay before Harrison gets that message, I think. Okay, wait, it's ringing. If I pick up, incoming call. This is like, I'm sure this is super riveting, on-air content, especially for all of those like late night truck drivers tuning in to just try and stay awake. No, please stay awake. That's really important as a driver. Yeah, it just says connecting and it's not putting me through either. Probably because I'm on Tuff's guest Wi-Fi. I would imagine they have some type of like rate limiting throttle on that to make sure that people aren't like leeching off of it if they live in the neighborhood. That is tough. I don't know. Let's play a short song. Do I have any short songs that we can play for a little bit? Element by Godlands and Lizdek. Godlands and Lizdek have both been really killing it lately, and Godlands especially has some really like interesting like rhythms, I guess. I don't know, like it plays around with like really like dirty gritty sounds and gets some really nice like rhythms, tempo, who knows. But here's Element from Godlands and Lizdek. I've had this on the queue since June 14th for the show, so let's make sure we actually play it this time. Here it goes.
Oh.
Okay, so we are going back to the hyperjank method of putting Harrison on speaker and hoping that it gets caught by the other mic. So, let me see. Can I even put you on speaker on an Instagram call? Let's see. What does this do? Hello?
You're on speaker on my call. Oh,
baby, I think I got it. Okay, so then we'll just do this. This and this. All right, Harrison, say something. Can you say something?
Something.
Okay, it's kind of working, maybe. Let's try this again. Let's try that. Say something.
Something.
Okay, that's better, hopefully. Hopefully that volume is, like, moderately balanced. Long-time listeners of the show, please let us know. But we're really trying our best here. Okay, so I think first of all, Harrison, how are you? How's your night going?
Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm all right. I'm really frazzled. I mentioned just a little bit earlier, had a little bit of a later work day. It's also like 95 degrees today. I was not expecting that. I'm not built for heat.
I agree.
Yeah. But how about you? How are you?
Also, slow day, weird day, you know, the classic.
Yeah, classic Thursdays, I feel like.
Classic Thursday?
My housemate is, like, getting used to the job world. He did a fifth year and just started his job, like, 3 weeks ago, I think. And just today, he was like, Thursdays are the worst because it feels like a Friday, but then you wake up and there's still a Friday. I'm like, yeah. He's getting it already.
Yeah.
But, yeah, okay, so we want to go over the rest of the Sizzy album. It's crazy. It's really good. And I think last time we left off at Take My Energy? Did we?
Yes.
I think we played Take My Energy, right? And then we made a joke about Sizzy taking all our energy, and that's why we called it quits.
I think so, and I think Sizzy also took all our energy today, but
yeah,
that's okay.
It'll come back with Dope One, honestly. Dope One kind of goes.
So true.
But before that, we've got, I think this is kind of, in my opinion, like the interlude track. I don't know if I can make that statement without, like, actually working on the album, but Caught Up in Circles to me feels very interlude-y in the way that it, like, repeats a lot of the, like the melody motif and kind of, I don't know, like, we were talking about how Take My Energy kind of wraps a lot of the, like, album together, or, like, ties it together, and I think, like, Caught Up in Circles kind of does that too, a little bit, but definitely, like, really emphasizes that motif, the, like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do, or whatever that's in, like, all the tracks. It's pretty cool.
Slappy. Yes. Yeah.
Anything else you want to say about Caught Up in Circles before we get off to the Weight of the World album yet again?
I don't think so. I think we can rip it.
Rip it. Here it goes. Caught Up in Circles from Sizzy.
We'll be right back.
I am pausing it for now because that is a really smooth transition from one song into the... Oh, I have to turn off Rivendell. That is why all these songs are logging. I am not playing Bon Iver, although that would be smart of me. It's good music. Okay. Harrison, any thoughts on Caught Up in Circles?
Caught Up in Circles? I love how it just expands into that drop section that's sort of out of nowhere in it.
Yeah. The like warped or like the really, you know, we mentioned on the last show the like very tight loops of the samples and stuff, but that kind of like warped sample that stretches out as it goes on to give it that like swell, the like wah, and like really fills up the background noise is like so good.
It is. It's really cool. It's just that it feels so full, which is hard to achieve. There's this guy on Instagram. I'm like completely blanking on his name right now. But he does these like very glitchy tracks.
Is it the real drum boy?
Maybe. I might have talked to you about him last time we had a show. Or like last week. I'm freaking on his name.
There's
but
like the drum boy and Jabbo and Nesta Kissis.
Maybe it's Jabbo.
Jabbo's the one who did like sampled out of nothing and then like made like a time lapse for it. I don't know. It's weird.
Now it's like Botanicore.
Yeah.
Anyways, they just dropped this one for that song by Jake called Golden Hour.
Oh yeah.
It's cool, but it's not as full as you want. Like I feel like you imagine that chorus to be full and lush.
Golden Hour
it's not fully that. But Sizzy, exactly. But Sizzy right here is able to do that on this track, and I think it's really impressive how it feels right.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
It's hard to do, I think, too, with, like, especially when you get into those kind of sharper, more defined sounds that Sizzy is playing with, like, it's really hard to make sure that each of them have their own space in, like, the frequency bands and stuff, like, without making it sound muddy, and it really does kind of have, you know, if you're a headphones listener or, like, a stereo listener, you know, like, it's expansive. It's crazy how wide that sound is, and... If you don't believe us, I would recommend trying to get speakers that have like a mono toggle or something, or headphones that have a mono toggle. Toss that stuff in mono and listen to it, and it's going to be less fun for sure. There's a lot of playing with like panning and opening up the space in that song.
Is anything in mono nowadays?
I don't think anything is recorded in mono, like unless it's for like... like data preservation reasons, you know, like if they can only send like one channel of audio kind of thing. But I don't think like anyone as a stylistic choice would like opt into only recording a song in like mono or something. That sounds...
Because even not in mono, I feel like the ways that just devices now have speakers, they hardly are manufactured to be fully flat as they once were.
Right. Yeah. It's interesting to hear how like music changes as the technology changes too, you know, like when the record player like came out and all of a sudden like songs became like 2.5 minutes long because that's all that could fit on like the initial records. And like tons of tracks were like
back to that. Now it's back to 2.5 because of TikTok.
Yeah. Now we get the like Katy Perry Woman's World album, and it has like 6 other remixes that are all like the same song, hoping that like one of them goes TikTok famous.
Yeah.
Gotta love the industry right now, man. It's killer.
So great.
Yeah. But in a world where there is lots of media clot and clog, every once in a while, you come across, I would say, a dope one. What do you say about that, Harrison?
I stand. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Here comes Dope One by Sizzy and Allswell. I believe... Oh, is his name Allswell? Like, Allswell that ends well? O-L...
I think it is. Check out Allswell. Allswell has a bunch of dope dope tracks, some really good ones from back in the day. So oh, I highly recommend.
Do you have any recs right on the spot? I'm seeing Girl, Lightwork, 100% Original. Any of
these? Let me see. I have to do some deep All's Well. There's a cool album cover that reminds me of some Viper Active album covers. Okay, it's not coming up right now, but
is it Mindrot? Mindrot? Or
maybe it might be Obey Me, I don't know. All of it's good.
Anyway,
all of it's
good. Check out All's Well.
You should listen to All's Well.
Interesting. I'll take that rec. I didn't scout him out that much after this track. But I will say I do think Dope One is probably my favorite on this album.
Dope One's my favorite off this album.
It's crazy.
So get ready to enjoy our favorites.
Yeah, please enjoy our favorite, and then I've got stuff to say about this. Mostly
it's
just
not,
like,
your
I love
favorite,
it.
Don't tell us.
Yeah, if it's not, just suck it up and bear it, and then look at it, look us in the eye and say, you were right, it is our favorite. Wow, that maybe that was like Homelander instruction, you know? Like, okay.
Yeah, you want a glass of milk? Okay.
Yeah. No. Okay, here comes Dope One, Sissy and All's Well, our favorite from the album. Oh, baby.
SoundCloud Hero.
Thank you.
Dope one. We were geeking for sure. We, like, every time I hit like a new part of the song, we were like, oh, this part, it's so good. Yeah, I love it. It's just a good listen. Harrison, anything you gotta say about it before I go off?
It is heat. The whole thing from start to finish is goated, Sigma, whatever you wanna call it. That is like Rizmaster 3000 type stuff. It's so good. Sorry, I'm trying to use all the cool Gen Alpha language.
For sure, yeah,
I'm
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, no, please do. Please try and hit it all. I think you're missing, like, a Skibbity in Ohio.
I'm missing some of them, but some of them are very profane, and I don't think they use it as profane, but I think the radio station would.
I understand.
So,
that's super
with
fair. Yeah, I can see.
I don't want to get too close to the edge, you know?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Anyways, it's so good. The whole thing from start to finish, the way it builds up, we were talking about the first pre-chorus. It's so good already. Like,
yeah.
That alone is so good. And then the drop it goes into, the blop, blop, blop. Too good. And then it comes out of that and goes into that, what feels, it gives me, it's the combination of two things. It's this nostalgic sense of like when all these dance anthems were coming out, like with Seven Lions and Set the Sky. And it's
yes.
Very different than that. But it's that same idea, but it's this lead doing it.
Yeah.
And at the same time, it's also, it's, there's so much, and then it goes into the section I was describing to Diego as like you're on a Disneyland ride or like a roller coaster that's space themed, and you're in that area where you're going up and up and up, right? And it's like you're about to go into hyperspace, and there are all the lights to the side, but it's a dark tunnel, like Space Mountain or some sort of roller coaster, but like almost too real, where it's like you're in a VR version of that where you're like, oh my gosh, this is like it feels fake but real at the same time, and then it just goes into that beautiful drop.
It's so good.
Yeah, sorry, I just
no, I loved the anecdote. I
yeah.
Love the roller coaster anecdote. I honestly think that is like a good way to describe some electronic songs. Is very like roller coastery, you know, like all they do is like build up that anticipation for a drop. Wow, roller coasters drop too. What the heck? Okay.
Whoa. What would the dance music Ferris wheel be? Probably boring melodic techno.
Yeah, I was thinking like dance. It would be like Losing It by Fisher. Like.
But Losing It, I feel like it would be like Solomon, or
yeah,
one of those guys who just plays a 5-hour set of the
and it's
exact
all, like,
same
the same stuff. Yeah. Oh wait, that was like when I went to Breakaway, they put like Chami right in between like Grizz.
You went to Breakaway Boston?
Yeah, last year.
Oh,
it was super fun. Yeah, I'm going this year too. You should come. But they put Chami like right in between like Grizz and I think Maddion or something. You know, and it was just like Madion tore it up with this, like, funk, you know, that groovy pop culture style that he's got. And then Shishami just played, like, an hour and a half of, like, the same house song. And then it went to Grizz, who just obviously, like, is a magical wizard on stage.
LOL.
Yeah, definitely strange vibes.
Speaking of Madion, this is a tangent, but they just dropped for New York. I know this is in Boston, but they have this show that got announced for Under the K Bridge, the Brownies and Lemonade, and it's Alice in Wonderland, Madion, Frosttop, John's Wave Dash.
I know. I saw the flyer for it, and I was like, I'm so jealous. Like, that is... I want to see Wave Dash so badly, and I've every time I've seen Madion, I've had a great time. He just knows how to, like, create a show. He's killer. Have you ever seen Madion live, Harrison?
I've never seen Madion. I've seen Wave Dash once in the skate park.
Oh, geez. I gotta send you a video of one of Madion's, like, visuals. It is so cool. Like, it just, like, flashes, like, the words, like, destroy and create and repeat and, you know, like, stuff like that. All kind of things that you would do to, like, mixing and sampling and, like, messing with music and stuff. It's very cool. Very cool vibes.
That sounds very cool.
Yeah. Back to the artist at hand, though. Sizzy. Dope One is crazy. I love, like you mentioned, there's just so many, like, different styles of sound, even in that, like, 3 seconds right before the drop. You know, there's that really, like, kind of hollow plunk, like the dun-dun-dun right before it starts, and then those really, like, raw, like, wubs, or not wubs, but, like, the screeches, I guess, like, that wah, and it goes way down to, like, a whoop, wah, whoop. When, you know, there's so many different, like, textures, and then it just explodes into that, like, really quick, like, non-quantized, like, it's not fit to any notes, just, like, art, like, the that thing.
That was good.
Thank you. I think I did.
That was very right. Pitch accurate.
Well, I've been working on it recently, you know, singing in the shower and all. But no dancing, because that's dangerous. Oh, wait, speaking of which... let's read a PSA real quick before the time comes. Don't drink and drive, PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Even very damaged PSAs can be repaired with mending tape. Unfortunately, people killed by drunk drivers cannot. I don't know, did that get added because this... PSA has been, like, laminated, like, 4 times. It is, like, we just need to reprint this one, I think. But regardless, don't drink and drive. It's a bad idea. Yeah, that's really all I have to say about that. I ditto everything Harrison said in his analysis, too. I love how the ending just explodes. It's so fun. It's a really great track. And love the difference between the two drops, too. It's kind of like a... kind of a flex to be like, yeah, we can do this, but we can also do this kind of thing. I don't know. I always love when songs have two very different ideas in the drops.
I agree. Yes. Well, I mean, it's nice because you get to really have it elevates your time listening to the song. It gives you a higher experience.
It gives you a higher experience, you could say. That's such a clever choice of words. I wonder why you would have said that. Anyway.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Next up, we've got Experience parentheses Higher by Sizzy. This is a long one. We might cut it off afterwards. I don't know. We'll see what we're feeling. But the first bit, super, super cool. Really just like, I don't even know how to describe the first bit. Do you want to, maybe we'll let it play and we can try and describe it afterwards.
Yeah, we'll let it.
But,
We'll rip it.
And then it gets ambient towards the end. We might cut it. We'll see. But here is Experience Higher. 7 minutes. Here it comes from Sizzy.
Thank you.
fade that one out. It goes on for another minute or two. I do really like that track. First of all, we have to talk about the beginning. Harrison, anything to say about the beginning of Experience Higher? That was actually, like, I know to the listeners, they didn't get it. They don't see Harrison like I do, but that was right on the money, I think. That sounded one for one. You honestly had the syncopation right. That was kind of killer.
Yeah, that's all you need.
That's all you need in electronic music.
We should record an a cappella dubstep album.
Can we please? Can we please? That would go crazy. And then we just have to run it through Chroma and it's done.
Exactly. And you can just change different artist styles based on what effects you put on.
Yeah.
You just put on a pitch filter that puts it super high up. Boom. Porter Robinson. you put it in heavy distortion and trash too. Boom. That's like every dubstep artist out there.
Yeah.
You put on a down sampler type of distortion, res, and you slow the tempo down halfway.
Res, yeah.
Exactly. So easy.
This is all it takes. This is where we got our name, by the way, for new listeners. Button Pushers comes from the joke that making electronic music and DJing is as simple as pressing a button. It isn't, but at the same time,
and this album by Sizzy is a thing that example.
Yeah, that's like actually such a good example. Like, there's no way. We were talking about it. It's like his brain just works differently. How he can combine all of these sounds into something that sounds clean and good is just crazy. And I think, like, this track, the tail end of it is like 5 or 6 minutes long, right? Of just kind of like ambience. But it really does, I think, allude to like what the studio process is like, where you're just like grueling over these sounds that sound like not that different from each other, and tuning it and looping it over and over again until you get the like just the right thing that you want. And then you put it somewhere and it's like about a quarter of a second long and you're like, all right, on to the next thing. And like that, sometimes that's just how it goes. And I like that. I like the tracks on albums where they kind of just release like, I don't care if anyone likes this. This is just like what I'm doing with my sound and my style. And like, I want to show it off.
They're so amazing.
Yeah.
We stan her.
Yeah. Susie's killer. All right, one last track, and then, honestly, I might go a little bit over. I want to play, like, two more songs, I think, after this album. Harrison gave us a rec from Heritage, so we gotta play it. And, I don't know, I want to play one from the new Porter album. We gotta, so...
We gotta.
We get it. So, I think moving on, then, we've got the last track from Sizzy. I also really like this one. I think this is the one that makes me really want, like, a Sizzy x G Jones x Virtual Self collab.
Oh, my gosh. Like that would actually rake all of music.
Yeah, forever.
Forever.
Do you remember when Virtual Self, like, first came out, how everyone was like, what just happened? Like,
yeah.
Like, that was, like, the craziest EP of all time when it first released.
Yeah.
And then I think G Jones and, like, you know, Porter slash Virtual Self have a track together. It's just not released, right? It's been in, like,
yeah, it's like, I'm pretty sure,
like, Close Your Eyes or dry your eyes maybe.
Yeah, something eyes.
Blue eyes white dragon. But unfortunately, you can't win with that card, Harrison, because I've done it. I have assembled all 5 pieces of the puzzle. Exodia, obliterate. Okay, sorry. Let's. The last track is Dancing on My Own. Very, very rave energy too. Like it's like ravey samples, but I feel like it's got that nice like Paths G Jones kind of ambience to it. I don't know. Good vibes. Anything else you want to say about Dancing on My Own?
That's what I'll be doing.
Yeah, so true. We are going to be dancing on our own. But if we're on a call together, it's kind of like we're dancing together, point. Right, Harrison?
So true.
Let's go.
And with all of you.
Yeah, and all of you dancing at home. Y'all better be... You better at least, like, bop your head. It's good groove. Here it comes. Dancing on My Own.
Fading in for just a second to say this has been Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.